What's going on, everyone? It's Sean here, and welcome to episode 96 of True to Size.
What's going on, everyone, and welcome to True to Size. We are a weekly podcast centered around the wild world of sneakers. I will be your host today. My name is Lawrence Hopkins, and I am joined by the rest of the team at Canada Got Soul, Mr. Joel Hernandez.
Hola.
And Mr. Alvin Martinez.
A good day, bruv.
I hated that. And we're joined for the second and a half time. You're a nickel. He's a dime.
Ooh.
Could dunk on Mutombo in his prime.
Ooh.
Straight killer with the shots, but you already know your favorite YouTuber's biggest foe. It's Sean Go.
Yo. Can't top that.
I did top it once already, actually.
No one actually heard it.
Thank you for coming back again.
Thank you.
Officially your second visit, unofficially your third visit.
Yeah.
For everybody who has no idea what we're talking about, Sean was on the True to Size Awards episode, the first episode of the new year, and it just evaporated into thin air.
Yeah, Sean forgot us. To press.
Sean, Sean forgot to press record. We're like, Sean, you know what you're doing, right? Like, he's the tech guy here. That's the last time we let Sean call the shots. But thank you for making it out.
Always a pleasure.
Yes.
We appreciate it. It's going to be a fun show this week. We're going to play a variation of Marry, Fuck, Kill. What? You know that game, right?
No.
You know that.
Yeah,
you
marry J-Lo.
That. Yeah, that game.
I fuck Shakira.
Okay.
I kill Pitbull.
That game, yeah. We're going to, again, talk about Nike's quote-unquote illegal marathon running shoes,
the hottest news.
And somebody finally once again wants to hear an explanation for a thumbs up, thumbs down from last week.
Was it one of us?
Big news.
Was it Sean?
Sean wants the explanation. And yes, because Sean Go is back again, we're gonna try it once again to play everyone's favorite podcast game show, 21 Questions. Although he might know some of the answers by now, hopefully.
Did you change the questions this time?
I did change the questions, actually. And we're going to get into a big discussion about Sean's favorite sneaker, the Roche.
Hey.
Ooh.
Indeed. But first, Joel.
Ooh. Fire round.
Yes, the fire round. We like to start every show with a quick hitting question from you, our listeners. And this week's question comes from Addisons123.
What up, bruv?
Good friend of the show. So as I alluded to earlier, he says, like Mary Fuck Kill, but with three dead stock sneakers I have. So this is kind of just to help him. Like, he wants to know for personal use, Mary Fuck Kill, but he's changing the game to hold, rock, and sell.
True.
So keeping in mind that holding would mean you think the value is going to go up. So.
Yeah.
Selling would mean that it's at its peak and you should cash out now. Rocking would mean that, you would keep the sneaker and rock it because it's not going to be worth anything, or you just really like it and want to keep it. Are you guys ready for the three sneakers for hold, rock, sell? Hold Maybe rocks. A new weekly
this
segment.
Is, it's I kind like of this. Good.
It's a good one.
His hold, rock, sell for the week is Shadows, Black Cement 3s, Black Cement 4s, or Bread 4s, however you want to call it.
Ooh.
I'll go first. Because you guys have some thinking to do, I'm sure. So once again, the hold rock sell is Shadows, Black Cement 3s, and Bread 4s. I'm going to go, what is it? It's hold, we're going to do hold. Rock, okay. Black Cement 3s. Just because it's a classic, and they come out often enough that I don't think the value will go up or down too much. For sell, meaning I think it's probably at its peak or close to it, Bread 4s. Hold, I'm going to do Shadows because Shadows come out a lot less frequently than the other two. So if you were looking at value, give it a couple of years and it'll be, have been 4 or 5 years since the shoe has come out. And I would assume because the Jordan 1, the value will go up. What do you guys think? Joel, hold, rock, sell. HRS.
Yeah, I would do that as well. I would hold the Shadows, Shadow ones, and then the Black Cements I would rock as well. Actually, you know what? I'll flip it. I'll do like the Black Cement 4s I'd rock.
Right now.
Right now.
Yeah.
And then I would I would hold.
What? You can't hold them all.
No, no all I would. Three. I would, I would all rock. Three. I would rock the Black Cement threes, and then I would hold the, or I would sell the fours.
Did you forget the name? Yeah, the name of the game already. I would marry the.
Yeah.
And I would.
Save that for later. Alvin, hold, rock, sell. Shadows, Black Cement threes, bread.
Holding
fours.
The Black Cement threes.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Just because they didn't retro.
I guess it was like 2012 last
that fast
ish or 2011. Yeah,
right. I don't know. Rock the shadows, and then sell the fours. I think
so. You just flipped mine. I think that was the same as Joel's. Actually, I don't even know if Joel knows what.
No, he was holding everything.
Yeah, yeah. For all three. Rock them all at the same time, says Joel. Sean.
I'm going to rock the threes because classics, one of the greatest Jordans of all time, got to rock that.
Yeah.
Hold. I'm going to say the shadows, given that the ones seem to be like climbing each and every month in value. I think there's still room for the shadows to go up.
Oh, absolutely.
And then sell the fours because... I don't know. Jordan's probably going to bring them back with like a centered Nike Air in the back.
Yeah, right?
Oh, yeah.
Recentered pack.
That's
remastered.
A really original answer, Sean. Thank you for that really original thought from you.
Learn from the best.
Yeah. If you would like to submit a question, first of all, thank you, Addisons. Addy Sons? Or is it Addisons?
Addisons.
Or Addy Sons? One,
I
two,
don't
three.
Know.
Either way.
Either way, thank
that's
you.
A good one. That is a really good one. Hopefully, it helps in your life.
Nope.
Because he said it was like a personal issue he was having.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah.
Deep.
Maybe yeah, not person. Maybe that's the wrong way to wear it. Maybe not a personal issue. Just
an issue?
Just an issue.
Well, I guess if it's an issue, it's a personal
just
issue.
Just a situation?
Situation.
A situation.
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 Hopefully we helped with your situation, Addisons.
Yes.
If you would like to submit a question for the Fire Round and have us answer it on the pod, please shoot us a message on Instagram or email us at CanadaGotSoul@gmail.com. Next up, the CGS picks. Each week, we all pick an upcoming sneaker to analyze, dissect, and give our thoughts on. Then we decide if it's poop, scoop, whoop-de-whoop, or Alvin's trademark phrase.
Super cute.
Just to keep the ball rolling, because I went first for the fire round, I will go first for the CGS picks. And makes my sense. Pick this week is the J Balvin, however you say it, Jordan 1 collaboration. So these were released publicly. Like, I guess the images were released publicly yesterday prior to the Super Bowl because J Balvin performed with Shakira and J Lo.
Wherever.
Those hips, yeah. They did not lie. He performed with them at the Super Bowl halftime show. Seems like they're making a habit of releasing or previewing or premiering shoes at the Super Bowl halftime show. That would be 3 years in a row now. For
it was last year.
Travis Scott sixes.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, the year before that was Justin Timberlake. Yeah. Oh. So, I mean.
So next year is going to be Sean.
Whoever, it doesn't matter. Yeah. It doesn't matter who's next Canada year. They're going to find a way to sneak a Jordan in there. But the shoe itself is, it's kind of unique. So it's an all canvas upper. And instead of being clean cut pieces or paneling, they're kind of like jagged, or it looks like it was cut with those like safety scissors used in like kindergarten that were shaped funny.
With like the zigzags.
Like the zigzags or the curves.
Yeah.
So they're not like the stitching is there, and then you kind of have like extra material kind of peeking out from the stitching, which is a really cool look. A full tie-dye upper. It's got like a smiley face on the heel, which looks like it might be Velcro. Exposed foam tongue, which is really cool. Kind of like the Virgil off-white look there. Mm. Just overall, really unique looking. With the amount of stuff they're doing to Jordan 1s, it's cool that they're still able to come up with unique concepts like this. And I really like the shoe. I will openly admit that I've never listened to a single J Balvin song. Didn't know who he was until probably this year. I don't know if...
Isn't he on Despacito?
Is he?
No, he's not. He's not being
I was going to say, isn't that Danny Fernandez? it's definitely not him either.
Damn. Sean
he's
Mendes.
From Brampton, Mendes. Though. Danny Fernandez is from Brampton. No one cares.
shout out
to Brampton one time. Shout out to Sean Mendes, good friend of the show. But yeah, cool shoe. I can't tell if it's a mid or not, so that could potentially change my view on the shoe itself.
This guy hates mids, man.
It just doesn't sit right. It doesn't sit right. But yeah, it's a cool shoe. I'm going to call it a scoop for now because I am a big fan of the tie-dye and the uniqueness, and that's a very loud shoe, and I'm into that. So yeah, I'm going to call it a scoop. Very cool shoe. Alvin, your pick.
I got the Reebok X BBC. Nope, ice cream slash yeah. BBC.
BBC ice cream. Same thing. Yeah.
Answer 5s. These are set to drop on the 7th with a price tag of, I'm not too sure. Sorry, 180
US.
USD.
American.
Which is America. Crazy. But colorway is pretty dope. It's very ice creamy.
Yeah.
Strawberry.
Hits of pink. Hits of orangey. Some green on there. Very, very dope shoe. I'm a personal fan. They did release a pair at ComplexCon earlier.
Last year.
Yeah. Which was a little bit of a different color, but I prefer this one specifically just because I love my pink. These, I like them a lot, but I don't know if I could afford them. So these are super, super cute for me.
They're definitely unique. I like that Reebok and BBC are staying relevant.
Yeah.
Even however minor may be, it's really cool that they're still doing cool stuff like this because...
Yeah, but it's dope, cool, man. They did good on the the color block and everything, so I'm a fan of that shoe.
Yeah, it's really cool. The suede looks supple.
Ooh, yes.
Very supple. Joel, your pick.
Okay, so my pick is the Nike Air Force One Valentine's Day kind of pack kind of thing. Something like that. But yeah, so it's like a black and white Air Force One low. It looks like there's a lot of mini swooshes, like abstractly placed everywhere, all over the upper, white midsole, black sole, white swoosh. The heel tabs are in like a mint, like it's what do you call that? Like one side is mint and the other side is like a pinkish kind of thing, like the like the candy hearts.
Yes. Yeah. They're bringing those like back, apparently. Pastel-y. I heard a thing about those.
I like those.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
Sure. I don't care.
Not cool. Anyways, shoes.
Shoes. So. Yeah, on the insoles, it's got written down, like, you complete me.
Oh.
I guess just like the
Sweethearts. The hearts.
Yeah.
Be mine.
Yeah, be mine. Mm-hmm. Be my Valentine kind of thing. But yeah, but these are set to drop closer to Valentine's Day. No date yet and no price tag as well. So
it's All-Star Weekend, right? Valentine's Week.
Always.
Something
like that. It's a Friday this year.
Ooh.
Friday the 14th. So
Saturday the 15th is that
Rising Stars. Yeah. Rising Stars. Valentine's. Oh, you mean the Rising Star competition. Yeah.
That's our anniversary, actually.
It is our anniversary. It is. It's Canada Got Soul's anniversary. Yeah.
We're going to celebrate.
These are super cute, though, for me.
Super cute.
Super cute.
They're pretty cool. I like anytime they put the swoosh all over the shoe.
It's cool looking.
Yeah. And I like the heart detailing on them, too.
Yeah,
they're cool. Sean, your pick.
So my pick's not something that's dropping anytime soon, but I saw some mock-up images of the Jordan 4 Pine Green.
Yeah.
So if the images are correct... It's basically an all-white Jordan 4 with hits of green on the lace crowns, the back heel tab, the sole. Kind of has like a Stan Smith sort of
vibe. Yeah.
Mos Def.
Yeah, so it's kind of one of those understated Jordan 4s, but it, does the trick for me. So that's going to be a scoop.
It's kind of like what was the other one? The classic green.
Oh, yeah.
The other, which just, it was all white.
Just the lace.
Like the threes. Whatever.
Yeah, they just added, it's cool color blocking. Yeah, it looks a lot. You guys are
it's like the military,
more so.
Right?
Yeah. It's like a green military four.
Yeah. It's cool.
I like green.
I like the green,
yeah.
You don't get a lot of green Jordans. Exactly.
And that's going to be the Oregon. Sean's a big Celtic fan.
So. Throw some yellow laces on there. That's the Oregon four, bro.
It's true, actually. Put some yellow. Yep.
Okay. Oregon four, yeah.
Damn, you just sold it to me, buddy. Cut the check, Nike. Next up,
check.
This Week in Kicks, now is the part of the show where we discuss the current headlines and happenings in the world of sneakers. As mentioned earlier, futuristic Nikes will not be banned at the Olympics.
Whoa.
We made it, everybody. Ooh. Everybody who tried to ban the Vaporfly from the Olympics. joke's on you. I know that everybody listening had a lot invested in that, so
yeah.
I just want to calm everybody down. You will be able to see runners in the Vaporfly at the Olympics. So Eliud Kipchoge wore the Nike Vaporfly to run a marathon in under 2 hours, breaking two. That was late last year. And the running world was just up in arms, like freaking out. They were like, he's cheating. He's wearing springy shoes.
He's a cheater.
Exactly. They're all Australian and all really mad. So everyone's saying they should be outlawed. They should be banned. They should be illegal in long distance running because they have a really thick midsole and they have like a shank, like a steel or some sort of really
propels you.
Exactly. So, you know, the paraplegic runner with like the spring that's essentially how it was related, like it's similar to that but in a shoe. So it kind of just like springs
it, propels you.
Exactly, it propels you,
bounces you.
Exactly. So they said it would making it easier for him to run, and we were just going off because like I mean I could
yo fam, it's because you can't run, dog.
I could be wearing rollerblades and I still would not be able to do a marathon in under 2 hours, so I don't know what makes it any less impressive.
I just can't do a marathon, guys.
These people could wear the same shoe. Go ahead, wear it, run a marathon in under 2 hours, do it, go ahead, you're free. Anyways, so track and field's world governing body, really big deal, has determined that athletes at the Tokyo Olympics will be allowed to wear the Nike Vaporfly. Nice try. They tried to ban us. There was almost a banned 2.0 situation going on here.
Yeah.
But the committee did say that no competitor. I know there's
more. That's a good marketing plea, though. Yeah.
Right? They wish it got banned. No competitor can wear any prototype shoe that has not been publicly available for at least 4 months.
Ooh.
That's kind of fair.
Yeah.
I'm okay with this. Because, like, once again, huge investment in the track and field and long distance running circuit. So I want to see all fairness, you know. The sole cannot be more than 40 millimeters thick. That's a lot.
40 millimeters.
4 centimeters, essentially. That's that's a solid thickness there.
That's some girth.
It's quite a girthy midsole. And the sole cannot contain more than one spring-like shank. So they're capping Nike. They're like, hey, that's
triple
it.
Shank.
No, right? Like, they just start whipping shanks and flying, breaking one, doing marathons in 20 minutes. So, yeah, that was the big news. I know everyone was on the edge of their seat. It was a big cliffhanger last year. We didn't know what was going to happen. It's all solved now. You can all rest easy. The track and field world is safe. Next, this one made me really jealous. Oregon man has the come up of the century. Did you guys hear about this?
And
a man in Oregon allegedly found not one, not two, not three, but six.
Oh, yes, I did hear about this.
Pairs of dead stock Air Mags in a storage locker.
What the?
Shut
that
the
he bid door, on. Bro. So, you know, like Storage Wars?
Yeah, Storage Wars.
Like the whole, they show up and they do the bidding. And so it was an expired storage locker. That's the guy, crazy. I guess, is a big storage locker buyer, not even a sneakerhead. He paid a whopping, wait for it, $75 for the locker. He sold one pair on StockX. He sold one pair on StockX for $10,000 USD.
Oh my gosh.
So he got at least double his money on that one, right?
At least.
And he sold three other pairs to an Oregon resale shop called West Coast Streetwear. I think is what it was called. Yeah. The other two, I don't know. I didn't very track original. Down, but I know, right?
West Coast Streetwear.
Yeah. I mean, even just with those four pairs.
I hope he kept them for himself.
You would think.
Just think.
That's a hold.
Yeah, that's a hold.
Like sell, hold.
Yeah.
if you're listening, Oregon man. But yeah, I mean, I can't think of any better situation for this individual than finding that.
Yeah,
pretty jackpot. Much just won a car.
Exactly. Yeah. Like he's retiring now. Like, he's good. He's good to go.
Yeah.
Not a sneakerhead. The people from West Coast Streetwear said that when they met up with the guy, he was like exactly what you would imagine. A storage locker bidder buyer to look like.
Big belly.
They didn't describe it, so whatever you want to imagine.
Done.
But I'm sure that the trucker cap big belly is a good guesstimate there.
$75 USD. Like
that. It's pretty good.
That's what he sounded like.
Yep.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, fucking Oregon, goddamn. Which Nike employee forgot to pay the bill on the storage locker, man, though, and left six pairs of mags in there by accident? Like, oh shit, I was responsible. Like, I was on vacation. I thought you guys paid it.
Yeah.
Well, that's what happens, right? Next up, previously in Kicks, this is the part of the show where we review our latest pickups and recap the latest happenings in our sneaker lives. So we do have a special portion of the segment, but we'll get the busy work out of the way first. Joel, any shoes last week?
No.
Alvin, any shoes last week?
I got aside from today, Van Vliet jersey.
Oh, did you?
Oh, sick.
That's nice.
Which one?
Michael Jordan.
Just a regular
red.
Red.
Nice.
That's cool. That's not a. I'll count that.
I had to size up though.
Double XL?
Yeah.
Wow, really? The Swingman one?
Snug. Yeah, I got a Swingman one.
You've been working out, eh?
Tick.
If by working out you mean my jaw hurts because I eat so much food, then yes.
I didn't, but thank you.
Just for the viewers, you know, we just had McDonald's and three types of cake.
Yeah, we had a lot of McDonald's. I had two burgers, a lot of fries, nuggets, and three cakes.
Three cakes. Not one. Three.
Not one.
Not two.
Not two.
Three.
But three.
And then
three.
When we're done recording, there's cupcakes.
Yeah, and there's still cupcakes and the rest of my cake left to eat on my plate.
Yeah, same here,
man. I did, before we get to Sean, because we're going to need to take a, like, we'll all sit back when he says
down.
Yeah, I know.
I did end up buying shoes last week. I wasn't planning on it, but I thrifted a pair of the Jordan 1 Low Swooshless, the pink.
Oh,
I wore them today, actually.
Saw them.
So I'm not a Jordan 1 Low guy. I think I've made that very clear.
But
this pair, like, specifically was pretty cool. Like, it's very minimalistic. It doesn't have a swoosh. Obviously, the name gives that away.
Yeah.
And it's like an all over elephant print, but it's like tonal. So it's all elephant print, but pink on pink. So you don't even see it.
Cool.
And then it's got, I want to say it's like a sail outsole. I can't even think of what it looks like now.
Yeah.
$40.
Damn, they look good though.
They had the sticker still on the insole. They had the shoe trees. Like, they were nine out of 10.
Which, spot?
I can't divulge that on the internet. I'll tell you after that. Can't tell anybody. Yeah, $40 though.
Whose closet?
No, you know what? The best part was before we get to Sean and we all take a break and we go upstairs and eat cake. They were in the women's section because they're all pink.
That's right.
And I saw them. I was like, that's not a women's shoe. And they were an eight and a half. Sucker. And I was like, they probably thought it was an 8.5 women's.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you just check that European sizing. Yo, you guys are all
men's
that
wear pink, dog? Like, geez, Cameron G.
They don't know what's good. If that was in the men's section, that would have been gone ASAP. Thank goodness I check every shoe every time.
Nice, dude.
Sean.
All right, listeners. So it's just it's just you guys and me.
Don't press the record button again. We're already recording Sean.
So. You are now listening to Canada Goes Sean. So
it'll be just me for the next hour. But yeah, in the past week, let's see.
Ooh.
When you have to start, when you start your sentence
Sunday.
With let's see.
On Sunday,
I got the infrared SB Dunk Lows.
Oh man,
that's right.
Alvin, I know you want those now.
After watching that review.
Yo, I was okay with not getting them. And then I saw your picture, and then I watched your review. I'm like, fuck that.
So I was clenching his fist right now.
Right? Yeah. Arthur.
This was something I ordered a while back, but I just got him. It's the Kyrie 6 Nike by You.
Oh, yeah. So
They turned out wicked.
So I made them in the designs of, like, the Red Octobers, the Solar Reds, and the Pure Platinum Yeezy 2. So
yes, pretty good. The Platinums are nice, man.
Yeah.
Platinums are my favorite.
So nice.
And the last pair was the Shadow SB Dunks. You guys see
those? Oh,
yeah.
The quality on those are terrible, though. So
really?
I think they're going back to Nike.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Is it a leather?
It's leather, but it's
It looked like tumbled. Plastic. It looks like
I thought it was tumbled. Yeah.
The whole thing is leather?
It looks good, but it feels like plastic, so I wasn't too happy.
That's it?
That's it, man.
Don't worry. February. Dude, that's like February five pairs.
We are in February, actually.
February. Yeah. It's February 2nd. Yeah.
So it's
All-Star weekend's coming up. Sean's going to be
busy. Sean's already in line everywhere, actually.
He's already won all the raffles.
Exactly. Yeah, and we are going to... Do you even... I'm not going to...
Do you even get out of your house?
We won't get into it right now.
Yeah.
We'll
save that. That's for 21 questions. Yeah.
Question number 21 is just air your grievances with Sean. And you just... Everything you want to get out, you just get it out at question 21. We are going to try something super different on the show today. So we are recording on an iPhone. So we're going to put this as a preview on our story. No, not our story. IGTV.
IGTV.
And we're going to do it live on the podcast as well. We're going to unbox a package that Alvin received. Maybe if you want to do it and I can narrate you what you're doing.
Yeah.
So Alvin is just sitting there not doing anything right now.
Schwing!
He's opening a Leatherman knife.
It's a sword, actually.
a Leatherman dagger.
Cut away, bro. Cut away.
And it's an all black box. It's quite large, actually. It's much larger than your typical shoebox. It's Reebok branded, so I'm going to go ahead and say it's a Reebok sneaker. Probably in size. It is a good quality box. That's at least $5.
You fit two pairs of shoes in here.
You could fit more than that, really. Don't sell yourself short there.
All right. I'm closing my sword.
He's closing the dagger now. He's going to open the box, and he's going to his eyes are going to light up. And it is a very cool looking box. So the box, it's got pamphlet there.
It's like an apple pie.
It's a bar. A McDonald's apple pie.
Laces.
It's got laces in it. And it's like a, we'll show the camera so that people are actually interested in the video.
Yeah.
It's like Galactic Stars. It's got the BBC branding on the front there. Some pink laces on the inside. Right, and he's going to open a box with a lunar finish to it. Oh, and there's stars on the top of the box. I feel like I'm like Rod Black. This is so fun.
There's a card.
There's a card, and the card reads... Shit. And there's a card, and the card reads,
Alvin, the OG dad shoe is back. Let us know what you think. Team Reebok Canada.
That's exciting. So it's clearly a dad shoe. Let's show the camera. This really cool lid is like,
that's actually really
like dope. A lot of stars. Oh, you got the Billionaire Boy Club and the spaceship on the inside.
Look at that paper too.
The paper is the same. Man. It's got like the star print, and he's now going to peel back the all white paper. You can hear it happening in your ears right now. As he reaches in and grabs the first pair, and he unwraps it, and you can see it is the
Zigs are nice.
The Zig Kinetica.
Zig
Kinetica. From Reebok and Billionaire Boys Club.
Boys Club.
Alvin's now going to describe it to you live.
Has to be in as much detail as
much detail as I had to give just now.
All right, so the shoe itself is predominantly black upper with some galaxy slash like
stellar
interstellar there print all over print. The midsole itself kind of looks like cookies and cream ice cream
mint,
but it's
mint chocolate chip,
and it's Zig. It's got that Zig tech up in there.
Yeah.
It's got like the Reebok, what's this called? Reebok symbol.
I don't know what Reebok's logo is called.
The Reebok logo. And then the outsole is just like a silvery, spacey kind of silver.
It's a very cool
Pretty
shoe.
Dope, man.
We're gonna pass it around the table so we can all kind of take a look at it here. I do like the 3M hit of the Billionaire Boy Club logo. And if you notice on the astronaut there, he has the Reebok logo on his helmet.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a nice touch.
So that's a nice little detail there. Very comfy shoe. I hope everybody enjoys the paper in your ear right now.
See it.
They look really comfortable. They're actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
They're actually quite cool. They look like they're team cozy like crazy. They came with the extra infrared laces. Sean sniffed it. Sean, how does it smell?
How does it smell, Sean?
Not like much, actually.
That's probably a good thing.
That's good. Yeah, that's good, bro. Not polluting to
you. You got the Billionaire Boys Club branding on the insole there, as you can see.
Yeah, these laces are cool, man.
Joel's taking some photos. You know, we're just like enjoying. This is what it's like. I think everybody at home knows what it's like opening a brand new pair of shoes. So you're listening to somebody else do it. Hopefully that was enjoyable for you.
Hopefully you like the experience.
Hopefully you like listening to others open shoes as glows. Well.
Cool, man. Gotta glow.
Glow in the dark, you think?
I don't know.
Let's just switch out the lights right now after the podcast. I think Alvin might just want to put the shoe on right now, it looks like. We'll get back to you as Alvin tries the shoe on. I'm going to do E-E-E because I don't know if everyone wants to listen to Alvin slip his foot in a shoe for the first time. But next up, That's what it sounds like when you guys put on shoes.
If I'm wearing no socks, maybe.
That's true, actually. Like a rubber shoe, it does the fart noise. You're not
rubbish
wrong.
Rubbishes? Ben,
what's your rubbishes? Next up, errors, edits, and e-messages while Alvin unties his brand new shoes. We're pretty smart guys, but from time to time we make mistakes. So if you catch us slipping, hit us in the DM and we'll let the world know that we goofed. First, good friend of the show from across the pond. Not down under, but up above, I guess is what it's called. Sandubi.
Sandubi.
Good friend of the show. Air Max.
What
friend
up, bro?
From London? Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's England.
He's from the UK, yes.
From the UK.
London.
He says, hey, dudes. I'm sure that's how he said it. Yeah. Love the show, and morning commute on Monday wouldn't be the same without it. That's very kind. Aww. Thank you. He lets us know because I was ranting a little bit about my neighbors who finally did take down their Christmas lights. It took quite some time. It's within this
February,
week.
Bro.
Within this week. It just happened. So late January. He says in Iceland, they keep their Christmas decorations up till the end of March due to it being dark for 20 hours a day.
That makes sense. Yeah.
True.
That is a fun fact. I do love fun facts. So thank you, Sandubi, for that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for my neighbors, they, as well as me, live in Canada. And although it does feel like it may be dark for 20 hours a day, it is certainly not. So they should have taken them down the first week of January. He says, keep up the good show. Thank you. Thank you, mate.
Thank you, bro.
Bruv.
And this next one, as Sean now prepares to put on Alvin's shoe. once again.
We're the same size, sort of. We're good.
One comes from a Canadian friend, who I believe this is Canadian living in Atlanta. It's Bryant Ke.
Yeah.
Good friend of the show.
Bryant
so,
TK.
This is
Bryant
in, this is in relation to our episode last week.
Everyone's
trying on the shoe. How does it feel, Joel?
Joel, you don't have socks on, bro?
Oh, shit. Sorry, bro.
Oh, God.
No, they're comfortable.
They're comfy, man.
Yeah?
They fit nice, too.
So, yeah. Sean, go seal of approval.
Yep.
How do they look with your joggers?
Not bad.
Perfect.
They're definitely like a cozy vibe.
They're dope.
For sure.
I mess with it, man. I really, really mess with it.
I approve.
Thank you, Reebok.
Thank you, Reebok. Thank you, Billionaire Boys Club, if you have anything to do with it as well.
BBC.
Never know.
BBC.
So this one, like I said, from Bryant Keck.
Okay.
I think he said from Calgary, if we're not mistaken. From Alberta, we'll say.
Yeah, Alberta.
Living in Atlanta now.
ATL.
From the A to the A. So this is in relation to our episode from last week, the memorial episode for Kobe Bryant. He says, I just wanted to thank y'all for such a wonderful tribute episode on the pod to Kobe. As you all know, his death affected so many people across the world, and it was really wonderful listening to the three of you reminisce about the legend. As someone whose first name is Bryant, it has definitely been a weird couple of days. Seeing how all kinds of people from different walks of life react to my name has been especially interesting. A few friends that were particularly affected by his passing have even begun referring to me by my middle name. One example that particularly stands out happened yesterday when I told my barista at Starbucks my name. His eyes grew wide, his jaw dropped, and he honestly had to take a few seconds to walk away, breathe, and put himself back together before finishing my order. So again, from one Kobe fan to the three Kobe fans in you, thank you.
Wow.
Deep.
Wow.
Crazy. Yeah, we did. We got a ton of messages about the episode last week. Like we said last week, it wasn't the easiest to do. But we're glad that a lot of you received it well. We weren't even sure if we were going to do it. Like, it was a whole thing.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that everyone received it well. I was speaking to Calby from Calgary, coincidentally enough, who was a massive Kobe Bryant fan.
Yeah.
And he said, honestly, I'm not even sure if I'll be able to listen. Just because he was saying it's so hard, like, seeing it over and over again. Like, different pictures and different news coming up and all the kind of thing. That he's trying to, like, take a step back so as a way of grieving and getting over it. But he did end up listening to the episode. And he said he really enjoyed it. He said we did a good job. So
nice.
If we're getting seals of approval from the diehard Kobe fans, we did a good job. Up next, thumbs up, thumbs down. The Reeboks, thumbs up or thumbs down?
Way up.
Thumbs up. Thumbs up. Okay.
Way up.
That wasn't actually it. In this part of the show, we give our opinion on various sneaker-related topics with zero context or discussion. All we're allowed to say is thumbs up or thumbs down. Sean is staring at my laptop, like not even blinking.
Trying to get the 21 questions out here, bro.
What's question number 21?
It's
hurting. You're burning my screen.
Tilted.
It's getting hot over here. So because Sean is here, and I think we can all relate a little bit to this, but Sean mostly, the shootographer, he's been into this a lot. This week's, not so much recently, actually maybe, this week's thumbs up, thumbs down. Do you guys remember the fad where people would take jumping in puddle or splash shots, as they were called?
Thumbs
up or thumbs down to splash shots? Joel.
Thumbs up.
Alvin.
Down.
I'll go. Oh,
I had to think
down.
About
Sean.
Up.
Oh.
Because he's good at
split
them.
Decision. So as we noted earlier, somebody wants to hear the reasoning for last week's thumbs up, thumbs down.
What was last week?
It kind of relates actually to what we just did, so it kind of works out. It's from Michael Williams, he says, "Hey fellas, y'all need to discuss the thumbs up, thumbs down next week. Intrigued to hear L Hop's answer, but obviously we need to get everybody's perspective on this." And if you don't remember, if you're sitting here and we're on the show and don't remember,
or if you're listening and don't remember,
it was waterproofer. Or like repel, like waterproofing products.
Yeah.
So you two were thumbs up. What would your thumbs up, thumbs down be for repel?
For using it? Thumbs down.
Thumbs down. Okay, so you were the same as me.
Yeah.
So what's your guys' rationale for the thumbs up on the waterproofer?
It waterproofs it.
Pretty basic.
If you get like a little splash, it'll just roll off.
Just drizzle right off there.
You know what? My thing is I was brave once and I wore like, I can't remember which Jordan 1s it was, but I wore a pair of Jordan 1s to a club.
Concords.
I waterproofed those like crazy because those are like wedding shoes and I can't fuck those up.
Yeah.
But those Jordan 1s ended up getting like some fucking either rum and coke or cranberry vodka, some sort of fucking drink on them. And the laces were fucked. Like the tongue was white. So like,
ooh. Oh, damn.
Whoa.
So you already know. And I didn't repel them because I was like,
losers,
gang. But yeah,
so that's basically where it comes from. That's not bad.
It's like a fear of like a stainage.
Absolutely. So like I was in the same boat for like the longest time. Like when I first started collecting shoes, I was like, repel every single fucking shoe. As soon as you get it, give it the coat, let it sit for 20 minutes, mm-hmm. give it the coat, put it in the box, and then right before you wear it again, give it another coat. And then honestly, like, so I've heard the stories about like it leaves the residue. I've never had the issue myself. And I would only really use it on like the suede shoes. Same. Like people were using it. People use it on like leather and it's just kind of like doesn't make a lot of sense.
Leather's dumb. You can clean that shit.
Yeah, the water's not really going to do a whole lot to that. But it's the thumbs down for me just essentially came from like, I don't care anymore. Like it's fine. Like honestly, it's winter. It's rain. It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
Like I'm wearing the shoe on purpose anyways. Like it's raining and I'm still wearing it. Like I know the consequences. I'm sure I still have repel somewhere and I'm sure there's some shoes that I'll end up wearing that I'll repel once in a while, but just overall I'm just meh, thumbs down.
Mm-hmm.
Sean?
Yeah, like I won't knock a guy for doing it. Like it's
I totally get it. Absolutely.
Just for me, you know, one, I try to be smart with what I wear, knowing where I'm going to be. Like if it's muddy outside, I'm not going to wear something white. And yeah, it's kind of like with my phone too, for example. Like I'm in the beginning, I used to be like, oh, you know, gotta get a protector, gotta get a screen protector, all that stuff. But then, you know, at the end of the day, it just shows character and that, all that stuff. So
I don't know if I would compare that to a phone.
Come on.
Scratches on a phone don't show the same cool factor as
like shoes. At the end of the day, you know, you're gonna wear them, and then you just kind of live with whatever happens. But so far, so good.
Shango would be the type to not have a case on his phone. I could see that.
I do have a case.
Oh, do you have a screen protector?
No, I don't.
But thank you, Michael Williams. We do enjoy discussing further the thumbs up, thumbs down. So if anyone wants to hear for this week, splash shots, maybe we'll even call in with Shango next week if we get a question about it. Next up, NSR, not sneaker related. We talk about sneakers a lot. So in this weekly segment, we're going to take 30 seconds out of the show to discuss something completely irrelevant to the world of sneakers. And as we mentioned, lots of McDonald's for dinner, like too much, as much as there's no such thing as too much McDonald's for dinner, and a lot of cake provided by the Q Marts. That means that Alvin's bringing the NSR question this week. What do you got?
Who is your favorite or who are your top comedians?
Oh.
Whoa.
Interesting. Yeah. Who is yours to start? So
Joe Coy.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart. And obviously Russell Peters.
Okay.
Nice.
Do you guys have anybody off the top of your head there?
Russell Peters for sure, and this underrated guy. I don't know if you guys have heard of him, but L Doggy Styles.
Oh, shit. He's more of a rapper, though.
He's got borderline.
He's got bars.
He dabbles in both.
Sean really just got an air horn. Oh, my God.
This guy's blushing,
though. Yeah, you know.
I didn't toot my own horn, but L Doggy sounds pretty good.
I hate to toot my own horn, but, you know. Yeah, so I'm definitely, obviously it's Russell Peters because, you know, Brampton, what up?
Yo, B-Town, what up,
what are you saying? I met him at Foot Locker. That was pretty cool.
Sick.
Were you there that day?
Were you working?
Yeah, he worked. Oh, he came in when I was working at Foot Locker.
I think I took your picture.
That sounds right. Yeah, he bought a baby outfit, like a toddler Jordan outfit and asked for a discount. That's crazy. I mean, this was in his prime.
His jokes aren't lies, though. He's being true to himself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Jerry Seinfeld. Like, I love the dry, witty humor. Is like, if you couldn't tell, it's very me. True. Joel.
I like Joe Coy, too. I like Rex Navarrete, like some old school stuff. He's pretty jokes. Yeah, I'd have to go with Brampton and say the man, Russell Peters.
You just got it. That was close. Well, you just got it in under 30 seconds. Good job. So Sean again is looking at my laptop.
My bad.
Oh my God. This is the part where you're not allowed to see.
Maybe we should switch seats.
Square. <Yeah. laughs> Where are you going to go?
I'll go upstairs with a cake.
There it is. Yeah. You call in from upstairs. So no looking at my laptop. Like you just tried to do once again. Literally, we just had a conversation. Don't look at my laptop.
I'm looking at Joel's stacks of shoes in the back.
Just looking through your laptop. It is time for everyone's favorite part of the show, except for Sean's. It is time for 21 Questions featuring our guest, Sean Goh.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here. Thank you very much for being here, Sean. We do appreciate it. So you've done this before now already. Just nobody heard it. So it's kind of a unique situation because you know some of the answers, so I had to change up a lot of them and make it significantly harder than last time.
Instead of red or blue, it's blue or
blue
red.
Blue or red, yeah, exactly.
A difference is a difference. I mean, I see nothing wrong.
Blue or blue?
Oh, shit.
Trick question. Wrong blue, buddy. So you know the rules by now because, like we said, you've done it before. Mm-hmm. 21 questions, just like you used to play with Carmen back in the day. First answer.
Shout out to Carmen.
Shout out to Seagull real quick. First answer that comes to your mind, just blurt it out. All right. First, air or boost?
Air.
Number two, crew socks or no shows?
Crew socks.
Number three, Canon or Nikon?
Nikon.
Number four, do you plug your nose when you jump in the pool?
No.
I was like, no, are you fucking stupid?
Number five, Dunks or Jordan 1s?
Jordan 1s.
Number six, favorite brand not named Nike or Adidas?
New Balance.
Number seven, spell handkerchief.
What?
H-A-N-K-E-R.
Wrong.
Handkerchief.
It's basically, it's H-A-N. I'll just spell it out so you can know you're wrong. It's H-A-N-D-K-E-R-C-H-I-E-F. Handkerchief.
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 All right. Number eight, favorite Kobe model?
Four.
Number nine, you have to trade one. Is it Kyle Lowry or Fred Van Vliet?
Oh my God.
Fred.
Oh, no.
Joel loves it. Joel loves it.
That's a hot take.
Number 10, glow in the dark or 3M?
Glow in the dark.
Number 11, should Kanye go back to Nike?
No.
Number 12, who is your favorite sneaker YouTuber?
Myself.
Yeah.
After yourself. Hey. We get it. Yeah, plug yourself. Okay, but
Seth Fowler.
I don't know who that is. Nice. Number 13, what is further west, Denver, Colorado, or Calgary, Alberta?
Calgary?
Correct. Number 14, shoelaces tied tight or hanging loose?
Tight.
Number 15, cha time or real fruit?
Cha time, definitely.
Number 16, what release are you looking forward to the most this year?
Travis Dunks. I don't know.
You really said it like like there was a timer and Steve Harvey was waiting for you.
Sean sweat him.
No, I'm dedicated. I'm all in, man.
Number 17, how many Roche runs do you own?
25? I don't know.
Number 18, how many sides are on a dodecagon?
Chicken.
26. 12.
Chicken. That was good. Number 19. Who is the most influential person in sneakers right now?
Sean Gold.
Pass. I don't know.
Well, that's not an option. Unless there's a guy named Pass that I don't haven't met yet.
Michael Jordan.
Okay, that's an acceptable answer. There you go. Number 20, what is your number one grail?
Mags.
Number 21, would you rather receive your number one grail or three other pairs from your top 10?
Three other pairs.
Ooh. So
if you weren't Sean Go.
So here's the thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm worried now. What's going on?
What's going on? Never stop the music.
Yeah, I need some cake. Serious.
So,
oh man,
the last question was actually worth all the answers, and you got it wrong. So,
come on,
you got zero.
Oh, that was the last question.
That was number 21. Oh, can you think of what other three pairs from your top 10 you would choose over the Mags? I don't know what the other pairs could
what,
be.
But... What the Dunks?
Okay. Cough. Oh, he's a hype.
That's why I'm staring at you, man. maybe like a pristine pair of like OG Chicago ones from 85.
Okay, from 85, yeah.
Nice.
It's a good duo so far. No pressure or anything. There's no wrong answer. It's fine.
Just thinking maybe... M&M 4s?
Oh, shit. Damn. I said there was no wrong answers, but yeah, there's a ton of them. That was three right there.
This guy's a terrible host.
Only when there's a terrible guest.
Should have been Mags, 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 and Mags.
Thanks for coming, though. The man from Oregon got it. He's like six pairs of Nike Mags. That's right. Thank you for coming, like you said. A long time ago, we got a fire round question that was literally four paragraphs long from somebody who usually sends paragraphs. His name is Gareth Tilly from across the pond as well. We have a lot of listeners in the UK. Shout outs. What up, bruv? And I saved it. And actually, last time you came in January, I forgot about it. So this worked out well. Nice. It was supposed to be a fire round, but it's the longest fire round I've ever seen. I wrote papers in university shorter than this. And it's a good question, and it's a good conversation starter. So I'm going to read it out, and we'll kind of just get into it, because you are the right person to talk to about it. So this question goes, why does the Nike Roche Run, or Roche One, as it's now called, come with such universal condemnation in the sneaker community? A variety of podcasts promote a culture of respect for all sorts of tastes in the community, but this seems to all go out the window with the Roche Run, the one silhouette for which there seems to be a free license to ridicule. I think that the only positive thing I have ever heard about the Roche from inside the community was a comment in your interview with Sean Go. And then he puts in quotes, so it can't be all bad if such a leading thinker is complimentary about it. Oh, he's reaching now a little bit.
I love this guy.
Vote Sean Go.
Right? For real.
What's his name again?
Gareth Tilly. Sean wants to be your friend. He says, now I love a Black Cement 3 or a Para Air Max 1 as much as the next man, but is the Roche all that bad? I think it's actually a perfectly respectable, understated silhouette with plenty of decent colorways, even if it has been overdone. So before we get into all that, because that, like I said, that was a fire round question. Wow. And it's not even done. This is not even the question yet. There's still another paragraph. Yeah. Oh, so we're just going to chop it there.
I was like, well then, Garrett.
That's like the intro. And then there's three body paragraphs and there's a conclusion.
And then there's a hence, thus, and therefore.
Exactly. Yeah. Furthermore, first of all, thank you, Gareth. This is clearly a very well thought out question. Yeah,
thank you.
Literally the other fire round we got was Mary Fuck Kill. So no offense.
Which is still good.
Addison's. Yeah, because that's
still
awesome.
Still good.
But the quality of writing is quite different here. Mm. So thank you for sending that over. Why don't you, Sean, give a slight background? Because we've mentioned to the listeners now that you have a slight affliction with the Roche, but maybe people don't quite know where it stems from. So why don't you give your backstory with the Roche itself?
Yeah, so for a brief period of time, I stepped away briefly from sneakers, partly to help like buy my condo and things like that. And then this Roshe Run just kind of popped up out of nowhere. I think it was like 2012, and that kind of caught my interest. Long story short, because of that shoe, it got me fully back into sneakers. I joined this Team Roshi organization, which grew to, I think, 350,000 followers on Instagram at the time.
Light work.
Yeah. And then Nike Sportswear from Beaverton, Oregon, actually invited us to fly over and tour the campus. They gave us an exclusive Team Roshi model of the Roshi.
Crazy.
And then, yeah, and then they kind of just died off shortly after that.
So so just to summarize it, Sean Go killed the Roche.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, all but then Sean's Kanye lady. Took your
yeah, and then he took the same silhouette. Yeah. Yeah. And he made it cool. How many, do you know how many pairs of that Roche there are? The Team Roche?
I think there's 13 or something like that.
Jeez. And it's got like the logo. Our logo on and it, the tongue. And it came in like a special back. Box. Yeah. And
that's cool.
Very cool. And you still have them? I would hope. Yeah, not a stock X. No. Highest.
I don't even think it's on there.
Lowest ask on from Strong Go for a size 10.
$15,000.
Yeah, right. So that's just a little bit of background. So do you have like just some thoughts, Sean, just about his whole spiel there before we get in? Mm-hmm. Actually, the second part is just his answer, but again, it's going to be more conversation starters. So do you have any thoughts on what he said so far?
Oh, definitely. I guess partly because the fact that it's such an accessible sneaker at a low price point, yeah. And it's attractive to anyone. You don't have to be a sneakerhead. You could be old, young, you know, whatever style that you dress yourself in, the Roshi can work. Mm-hmm. And I think that in a way makes it an easy target for people to laugh at and to ridicule. And mm-hmm. It's interesting because of that shoe, it's burned so many variations, like the Yeezy 350 V1 yeah. and yeah. all these other knit shoes. Which
could even say this Kinetica that was sent to us is yeah. very yeah. similar yeah. in like just style. Like
just a silhouette.
And, yeah. Mm. The same idea, right? Just yeah. a very simple and thin upper with a comfy, comfy sole. Like the yeah. Roche yeah. started that. Yeah.
Before that, there really wasn't anything like it.
Oh, it was yeah. like literal running shoes.
Yeah.
Like you had to get a performance, yeah, a free run or like an ASICS gel something or yeah. other. But yeah, because like when the Roche came out, people lined up for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's sold out. Like there was I'm sure Sean knows the exact answer, but there's like what, 3 or 4 or 5 original colorways, like the iguana, stadium green, red, black and sail. What else am I missing?
Yeah, I think there's 7 original colors. And then for example, like the Calypso, which was the gray yeah, with yeah, the teal bottom. Yep. Those were like the grail at the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and then in fact, like I think I met Joel.
That's how we met.
Through the Roshi. Through Roshi, right?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we're the same size. And then he bought some off me, I think.
Yeah.
Oh.
We used to meet at like at the parking lot. And like a dark parking lot.
He came out of his van and I was like, oh my God.
He came out of his van. This is like you guys are making it sound like the most scary interaction.
Yeah. It was in Etobicoke, right?
Yeah,
is
that true? Yeah, meet me in Etobicoke. And yeah. I'm from like Scarborough at the yeah. time. I'm like, oh my God. Yeah.
And it was literally Joel getting out of a minivan
yeah.
to buy Roche runs. Like the least intimidating sentence ever.
For a whopping $100.
Oh, retail was what, 90 bucks?
Something. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Plus tax.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like just the way that the perception has changed. And do you guys have any thoughts like to go along with what Sean said? Like how it just maybe has to do with accessibility or?
Yeah, definitely accessibility, yeah. but also just like the... what's that called? Fucking, you can pretty much wear with anything. You can be cozy. You can rock yeah. with some denims versatile. And still look good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's versatile. And like, man, it was mad comfy.
Yeah.
So comfy.
But can't you say comfy. Like other shoes are versatile too? How come they don't get targeted like that?
Just, it was for me anyway. It was like a ninja shoe for me, man. It was like really sleek. Like I've always wanted a shoe that looked like a sock, but not really like, and just the midsole and how like it, at the time, it was sick.
So what changed for you then? Because I would assume that you wouldn't put on a pair now.
I still have like one.
You still
pair.
Have, but you. It's not like I remember. I was fucking posting like pictures wearing them. It looks yeah. stupid as hell wearing them. Like you see your toes and shit. Yeah. But like it was like a really cool thing. Yeah. Like what changed for you guys? Can you think, or even like Sean? I'm sure you don't wear them as often as you used to. Mm-hmm. Like what changed, or when did it change, or why did it change? Like because I honestly, it's so weird. And I while you guys think of the answer, like. I think it has a lot to do with accessibility as well. And you can kind of relate it to, I guess, the oversaturation, which he did mention. And also just like similar to the 350 V1, Yeezy, like the Turtle Dove, is a great example, because when it first came out, it was like revolutionary in the sense that it's the first time Adidas did anything like that. Kanye has this new signature shoe. It doesn't even have any Adidas branding on it. It's like, what the hell is this? And it just took off, like blew up. And you're walking by a Skechers and you see a fake Yeezy 350. The same thing happened with the Roche, where it was like the copycats started immediately. Mm-hmm. And then it becomes, as it gets copied, and it becomes that shoe that the kids are asking for and the moms are asking for. And because it is so versatile, everyone wants it, and it doesn't turn into this exclusive thing that it once was, that it was like a little, like it was a team Roche.
It was
a team. You're a little part of like a small group.
Yeah.
And then it turns into, like we said, like this mother with walking her dog is wearing a pair.
Yeah.
The interesting thing, I think, is the Roche wasn't released like a typical sneaker. Like there wasn't a launch date.
Yeah, not at
all. You never really knew what stores would get them. That was part of the fun, like the
hunt. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then as things evolved and then more brands copied that sort of style, it gave you more options, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that was, like you said, it was a cool thing, but I think it's because Nike had no idea what it was going to become.
They didn't expect
it. They had no idea what it was going to turn into. And they just like, okay, we're just sending out this new shoe, like a GR to whatever store is going to get it. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden it's selling out. And they're like, what happened here? What's going on? Yeah. Because they didn't even come out with new colors for like the longest time. They were just doing the same, like seven colors, like restocking randomly at stores. And they had
collabs. Yeah, and then they started doing some crazy, like
leopard print and leather. And there's a Roche too. And
I don't know, man. For me though, it was working in retail at the time. And it was like everybody asking for the Roche run.
Is this like Foot Locker or what?
Yeah, where I used to work at Foot Locker, it was just like, hey, do you guys have the Roche run? No, man. Hey, do you have the shoe that's on your foot? No, man. And it was just like every day, like everyone wanted it. And for me being like a quote unquote sneakerhead, same thing what Lauren said, like the exclusivity of it was gone. So that I think that's what turned me off of them. Like I still like the shoe. I still have a pair. I took advantage of the quote-unquote market
and
sold off all of my used Roshis, right? And people still bought them for whatever price, like
absolutely
$80 or whatever. I didn't care.
There was pairs of time going for hundreds.
Easy
pair or whatever. Yep. Easy.
Yeah, same thing. For me, it was just like it's not as exclusive, which is what the sneaker community is now. Like, everyone's basically sneakerheads. So now, I don't know, man. I think I was going through a sneaker revolution at the time.
Honestly, piggybacking off of what have you said before, I asked Joel, working in sneaker retail does a lot to ruin your perception, honestly, because you can love a shoe to death, and working in sneakers and seeing it constantly, the same crowd asking for it constantly. Do you guys have Yeezys? Do you guys have Yeezys? Do you guys have Yeezys? Like, and you're just trying to grasp the way to tell them that you can't just walk in and buy a pair. It's just like, It just ruins the whole vibe
a little bit. You're Foot Locker. You're supposed to be making them in the back room.
Honestly, what a lot of people think. So I agree. That definitely played a part in it for me too. But Joel, I know you had a couple pairs.
Mm-hmm.
Where did it kind of shift for you? What happened?
I think like you said, like on foot, it's sort of like that whole persona. Like people were like, yeah, I can see your toes. Nah, 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 nah. It doesn't really, like, you know what I mean? But I think that whole thing and like the whole, you know, people like imitating it, like, you know, Skechers and whatever, like it gave it that kind of vibe kind of thing, right? Where you could just find them, like even at Walmart, you can go to Walmart.
Yeah.
And you could find them like some that looks exactly like a Roche. Like, you know what I mean? So it's like that kind of like killed the whole vibe kind of thing for everyone. I still have like the sale.
The original one? Yeah.
Is that the only one you have left?
And I think I still have like the burgundy one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The burgundy and the white one, But that's all I have left.
I have none left.
Yeah.
It's interesting though, because you see how that whole sock-like trend of shoes kind of came, it shot up in popularity, and now it's kind of, it's moved away from that, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
To dad shoes and whatever. Yeah. Now it's literally the opposite. Back in.
It literally went from sleek and sock like to the clunkiest and
like bulkiest racers, thing. Yeah, trainers.
Yeah. It was all the same time. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, I used to get hype. I used to, like, I had, like, the solar Yeezy, like, FB.
Oh, yeah.
Like, with the mint outsole and, like, the pink swoosh. Mm-hmm. I was like, yo, I'm the shit. I got these fucking Yeezy, Yeezy Roches. And now it just turns, it sounds, like, ridiculous to say. but yeah, I honestly, like, to get back to Gareth's question a little bit, as we're getting through the backstory, so the ridicule side of it and the whole where were you like thing, like we can't obviously can't speak for anybody else. But like we said, I think it just has a lot to do with the way that it turned out for it. Like it is honestly a shame because it was it's a revolutionary iconic shoe. Like that could have easily been sneaker of the decade, which I think on some lists it was, because it spurred so much. Like there was nothing ever like it ever, not even close. And now all of a sudden it turned into, like you said, you can walk into Aldo, Skechers, yeah. Browns, Walmart, Zellers. You can go back 20 years and walk into Zellers, whatever.
Yeah.
And that's honestly for me at least, and I think we've all kind of expressed it, where it comes from a little bit. Sean, do you think that it'll come back, the Roche?
No. Not to the way it was, but I think it's going to cement its place in history as a relevant shoe in like Nike's gallery of, you know.
So you think it'll come down from its pedestal of being like butt of a joke?
Yeah. I think so. In like 10 years, they'll be like, yeah, I remember those. I rocked those.
It was what a time to be alive, honestly, for shoes. Yeah.
Different time.
Can you guys think of any other sneakers that kind of had that same downfall, if you'll say? Like, literally from the top of the top, like
to a
Jordan 1s, what the hell is that? And then all of a sudden it's like Jordan 1s, oh my God, every single one is the best, to imagine saying Jordan 1s is a joke. The only thing I can think of, I'm going to steal it before anyone else says it, is the NMD for me, the Adidas NMD.
For sure.
Because that shoe was literally like every single collab that was coming out from Adidas was an NMD. Bigger than the Ultra Boost at one point, 1,000 colors on Foot Locker's wall and 1,000 colors selling out. And same thing, it wasn't like an exclusive thing originally. It was just one of their like lifestyle shoes that they were kind of just pushing out. And then all of a sudden it took off. I don't know if Kanye wore that specific. I don't think Kanye wore the NMD. It just kind of was riding the Boost wave and it was a different look. It was cheaper than the Ultra Boost, definitely. But then all of a sudden it was probably due to oversaturation and then trends changing at the same time. It literally fell off a fucking cliff. I think that fell even harder than the Roche to me.
It was a lot faster because
the Roche is still kind of hovering. You still see Roches around, but NMDs, honestly, like I haven't heard anybody who has questioned or wanted an NMD in quite some time. Can you guys think of anything else, even though I stole the best one out there possible?
Well, Sean brought it up, like Flyknit Racers.
Yeah.
Racers, trainers.
Yep.
But I wouldn't say those are like jokes or memes, you know? Like,
that's true. They did fall off a cliff. You're right.
They were like the hypest.
They were thing. Absolutely. You friggin' the like, black and white and the white and black. They yayn it. It was like $400 or $500 at one point. Yeah. Easy.
Mm.
Yeah. And now, fell off a cliff. But they didn't turn into joke status.
Yeah. That's
they never got that far down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd say NMD is probably the closest, but in the defense of the Roshi, I think the Roshi had a higher high and a longer.
Oh, absolutely. Like time to the top. Yeah. It plateaued at the top for quite some time. The NMD literally just like spiked and fell back down. So Gareth's answer here is, for my part, I think the answer is that people in any subculture need a way to signal that they belong, and that that a combination of its mass market appeal along with probably deliberate targeting of non-sneakerheads makes it an easy way for sneakerheads to signal that they are part of the culture. Whilst I can understand this, I do think it runs counter to the message beholden. Like, people are this guy's using words like beholden. Wow. Oh my God.
Beholden.
Counter to, yeah, exactly. Counter. Maybe they just talk like that in England, honestly. It's just like regular, and we sound like
therefore.
Furthermore. No offense, Gareth, because you sound way smarter than us.
You do not sound like
I do think it runs counter to the message beholden within the sneaker community that what is more important is one's passion and intent with respect to sneakers rather than how many or what is in one's collection. But if there is a good reason why this maligned.
What is that? Hold on. Gareth, what the hell does maligned mean?
Let me look it up.
Maligned?
So the dictionary definition is evil in nature or effect.
Okay, I like that.
Wow. Yeah, right? Like,
the
shoe is basically, he's not wrong. It's like an evil, like, dirty thing now.
Yeah. Wow.
Deserves to be slated, and it has passed me by, then I would be very keen to hear what it is. So Gareth's answer for all those who were not able to keep up, because I had to read it a couple times, is essentially that in any culture, or any subculture of a culture or whatever, there's always people who think or feel that they are at the center of it, or that they're the most involved, or they're in it. Like, you're a true sneakerhead. So to be in something, there needs to be people who are out of something. And if you're in something, there's things that are in and there's things that are out. So sneakerheads are saying, no, these are out. And they're not just out, they're laughably out. So if you like Roches, you're not even close to in. You're so far out. So that's just literally like essentially like a scapegoat for sneakerheads to say like, oh, you like Roches? I don't like Roches anymore. So I'm a real sneakerhead. And right, you're not right, because you do like Roches still, or you still wear Roches or whatever. How it got to that point, I'm not quite sure, because like we said, it was at the top of the top for the longest time. And now it's a joke. But do you think, just really quickly to go off, because that's a very interesting point from Gareth, and that could also be a whole other conversation topic for a whole podcast, really, that there is this sense of sneakerheads and non-sneakerheads kind of just like, or sneakerheads just targeting quote-unquote non-sneakerheads, or wanting to feel like they belong by making other people feel like they don't belong? Like, does that sound like a thing?
I think a lot of so-called sneakerheads have this complex where they have to one-up each other, which I hate.
Because he's obviously at the top, so why would you try and one-up him, right?
I'm holding you up, man. But yeah, you see it all the time. Like, you know, people try to move on to the next best thing first to be like, I'm the OG and all that stuff. Like,
Like, I honestly, like, with this podcast and with Canada Got Soul in general, and Sean Go can definitely resonate this as well, because he definitely abides by the same principles as we do. It's always rock what you like. It's always just be you. There's obviously people who've been in it longer than you, but that we've always stressed that more pairs doesn't mean more better. You're not a bigger sneakerhead because you have these pairs. I just thought of a good one. Sorry, my train of thought just went straight to something as I stared at Alvin.
Pizza.
I'm so hungry for cake. Hirachis. I feel like that's a pretty decent one. Not as much of a butt of a joke, but it's definitely turning. As I was staring at Alvin, I thought of it, because I know that you're still super into Hirachis. Not even like, trying.
We're talking to the OG Hirachis.
Just Hirachis in general, because it was Hirachis, Sock Darts, Prestos, and Roches.
Sock Darts fell off.
The four of those,
Sock Darts, those died off
at one time, and it's all very similar silhouettes and very similar styles, were like the pinnacle. Like, when I worked at Exclusity, it was literally like, that's all we carried. And then Jordans. It was Sock Dart, Presto, Roche, and what did I say? Hirachi. And that's it. And then, maybe not a joke as much as Roche, but yeah, sorry. I just thought of other stuff. Why interrupt my thought? But yeah, like we always try to say, there's no one's better than someone else. We try to stay as down to earth as possible. I mean, cool shoes can inflate anybody's head. Let's not get us wrong. Yeah. You're walking down the street in a really fresh pair of kicks. You feel like you're the shit. And you are the shit. That doesn't mean that someone else is not the shit. Sorry for all the shits that I just said. I was putting my foot in a shoe with no sock. But yeah, like Sean said, there's this one-up factor, and like Toronto was always famous for the screw face thing. And Toronto was really bad for the whole like, oh, he has shoes but he ain't shit kind of thing. Like, it was always like a competition, and it's getting better, and the sneaker community as a whole I think is getting better as well, but there's also still at the back of a lot of people's minds like, he has that but whatever, I didn't like them that much anyway. Like, you should be proud of each other, man. You don't need to ridicule somebody else for liking anything. Rock what you like. Gareth Tilly is right when he said beholden, whatever that sentence was, like
maligned.
Like, what does that even mean?
I'll try to use that in my next video.
He has a different dictionary than us or something. Like, his autocorrect literally just does like better words. Like, it's like a thesaurus.
So maligned should be the new like bad.
Maligned.
Yo, those are maligned, bro.
It's not poop scoop whoopty whoop.
It's maligned, bro. Yo, those are super maligned still, you know?
Maligned.
I think we just started a new thing, bro. How do you spell it, though? So before I like...
I'll spell it for all the people, because I know there's only one person who knows how to spell it, and that's Garrett.
M-A-H-L-I-N-E.
Actually, yeah, this is how we'll end the show. We'll all try and spell maligned. I know how. You said how?
M-A-H...
Wrong.
Dash L-I-N-E.
That's my line.
Yo, what up, my line?
Get in your line. That's my line.
It's M-A-L-I-G-N.
That's right.
Yo!
That's right. M-A-L-I-G-N-E-D.
I thought we were all trying to spell it wrong.
Oh sorry, my bad.
Just killed the show. Cake. Way to take away Sean Go's fire there.
All right, cake.
But Gareth, thank you very much for this conversation topic, because that was very interesting, and thank you for putting so much thought into it.
Yeah,
Addison's, I wasn't trying to call you out for your Mary fuck kill fire round.
That's one of my favorites.
They're both very helpful in their own segment. Way. thank you, Sean, for coming once again for the second and a half time. We'll have you back.
Still recording for the record.
We're good, are still recording.
Yes.
So we can release this episode probably?
Yes.
Probably. We'll think about it. We'll see how good it is.
We'll keep this in the vault.
Yeah, this is the one we're not going to release. Yeah. We're purposely not going to release this one. Just to fuck with Sean. We're actually recording tomorrow again. This is just,
hey, about yesterday's podcast.
What podcast?
We lost the memory card?
We lost the memory.
I'll just chop every single time he talks out.
Nice. Your mic just didn't work.
Okay, no more joking. I'm going to knock on wood. No more joking about it, because I'm not interested in having to cry myself to sleep again when the episode doesn't work. Thank you, Sean, like I said, once again for coming. Thank you, everyone who supported and or been a part of this podcast. Wherever you're taking in this episode, please leave a comment, review, follow, and or subscribe. Please. We've got a Facebook group called CGS Talk. We like to sell stuff, use as a forum, and connect with you guys. Facebook.com/group/CGS.talk. We've got a website we use for reviews, recaps, stories, and much, 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 much more. That's CanadaGotSold.ca. If you have any questions or suggestions for any of our segments like the Soul Pull, Sneaker Heading for Dummies, or the Fire Round, shoot us a DM or email us at CanadaGotSold@gmail.com. Don't forget to use hashtag CanadaGotSold on Instagram for a feature. I have been Lawrence Hopkins. You can find me at LDoggyStyles on Instagram. Woof.
I'm Joel Hernandez. You can find me at Joe Dooney, JO_D3ONEY.
My name is Alvin Quincy, and you can find me at MISTERQ and then March.
Sean, where can they locate you?
On Instagram at SGO8 and on YouTube.com/SeanGo.
Wow.
Jeez.
He has a YouTube.
That was perfect, bro.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you for listening to us talk about sneakers for 96 episodes. And please remember to rock your kicks. This has been True to Size. We have been CGS and Sean Go, and we are out. Bye.
Peace. Peace.
Cool shoes.
Yeah, cool. They're pretty nice.
I wonder if those glow, bro.
Well, we gotta turn out the lights.
Turn the lights down low.
Turn out the lights. Turn out.